So let's finish out with your 52-year-old lady. It looks like a really interesting case.
So again, she's somebody that I met when she was progressing fairly quickly after a transplant. But her story dates back to 2009, when just kind of on routine labs, she was noted to have an elevated total protein, which then led to the appropriate workup for a plasma cell dyscrasia. So at the time of diagnosis, she actually had a relatively robust M-spike of 2.5 grams of IgG kappa paraprotein. The bone marrow down at diagnosis showed 10 to 15% plasma cells. So already she's in the at least smoldering category. She had monosomy 13 and then a few trisomies on FISH, but nothing else bad. And then they did a skeletal survey, which was unremarkable, and then presumably diagnosed with smoldering myeloma. When I met her, she had gone through a couple different oncologists, so I didn't have all the records to kind of see how frequently she'd been followed after she was diagnosed with smoldering myeloma and whether any kind of routine surveillance imaging studies were done. But what I do know is that by March of 2015, so about 6 years later, she developed knee pain, and workup at that time then showed that she had widespread bone disease, unfortunately. So clearly in the intervening 6 years, she had progressed to active myeloma. I think one of the points here is that if she had presented in 2017 with an M spike of 2.5 and bone marrow showing 10 to 15% plasma cells, we would not have stopped at the skeletal survey, but instead, based on the newer IMWG criteria, we would have done PET CT or whole body MRI, and in all likelihood would have diagnosed her with active myeloma at that time.